Amen. Title of the sermon this morning is Just Give Me Jesus. And I can just think about Peter as I see that situation there and try to imagine Peter and the kind of man that he must have been. He was kind of the man's man, if you want to say it. You know, he was the he-man in the crowd, the masculine one. You can imagine kind of a big raw-boned fisherman, a man used to hard work day in, day out, long hours and nothing but hard living. And Peter wasn't one to take, you know, any orders from anyone, probably. He was probably the one who shouted them out and defied anyone who tried to tell him anything. Yet this man, this rough, burly man, as I picture him, you know, this is all in my mind as I'm thinking about the man Peter. Yet this man had subjected and made himself subject to this itinerant preacher, this itinerant rabbi, going from town to town, community to community, sharing this radical news and this radical thinking about loving neighbors as self and such as that and loving your enemies and doing good even when people persecute you. Peter had subjected himself, allowed himself to be in submission. This morning, I don't know, can any of you smell bread this morning? It's not a figment of your imagination. There's a bread maker sitting up here. And I've had bread going this morning since about 8:30 in that machine. I did this several years ago, I think 5 years ago, something in that neighborhood one morning for communion. And it's what I wanted to do is I wanted to pique your interest. I wanted your lips to be smacking when you come in this morning and sitting here. I wanted you to be desiring bread and food. You know, I didn't want you to think you were crazy here, thinking that this bread covered up here was putting out all that aroma. But I want you to think about of how much that bread, how good that bread will taste when it's done. Fresh bread right out of the oven. You know, there's not much of anything that's any better, anything that's baked, and the smell that flows throughout the house. We all probably have memories of that as children going into mama's house or grandma's house and that smell being there. And you just, even if you were about to go out and play ball or you were going to the woods to build a fort or going to the creek to catch crawdads, whatever it was, that would stop you for a moment there and think, boy, fresh bread right out of the oven or a cake baking in the oven. Those kind of things would stop you. Well, folks, this morning what I want you to do as you smell that bread and anticipate the body of Christ, anticipate what it is that God wants for you, what God has for you, I want you to want Him so bad this morning. I want you to think about that and anticipate what God has for you. How much do you want Jesus this morning? How much do you want Jesus in your life? Well, there's some questions I got to ask you if you say, yes, I want Jesus in my life. Let me ask you a couple of other questions. What are you willing to do? If Jesus is part of your life, there has to have that question come to you. What are you willing to do to make Him part of your life? I'm not going to answer that question for you this morning. You know the answer to that question. You need to submit your life to Him. I guess I did just tell you what you need to do, didn't I? So, I'm wrong. I didn't do that. You need to submit to Jesus. That's what you need to be willing to do. Where are you willing to go? I'm going to tell you something, folks. Jesus asked us to go somewhere. Now, He may not ask you to go to China to be a missionary or to any place like that, but He is expecting you and me to go from where we are right now to a closer relationship with Him. He doesn't expect us to stay where we are. There is somewhere we need to go. If you want Jesus, if He is what you want, then you've got to be willing to go. What are you willing to give up? Uh-oh, now it's getting personal, isn't it? What are you willing to give up? If you want Jesus and you want Him so bad, you got to be willing to give up something. And now, you know, the televangelist at this point might say, take your money out, pass it all up to the front, and I'll send it where Jesus wants me to send it. But I'm not talking about your money this morning. I talked about money last week, and I talked about it Wednesday night. What Jesus is wanting now, what Jesus is wanting you to give up is your pride. Your pride. See, that's what Peter couldn't turn loose of. You hear my bread? It's starting to get there. You want it all the more now, I know. You hear it beeping. You know it's getting close. What Peter had to give up when Jesus came to him and said, I want to wash your feet. And I know this is not a communion passage, but it's a passage that illustrates of how prideful we can be. Peter was too proud to let Jesus wash his feet. He was too proud and too hard-headed to submit to that humble position. You know, Jesus was the teacher. He should be doing that to Jesus. Folks, sometimes we just got to get down there and let Jesus minister to us. We got to put off all the mask that we wear, all the prideful things that hold us up, all the prideful things that keep us from getting right there and allowing Jesus just to put His hands on us. Where we have to be willing to give up is the pride of who we are and allow Jesus to minister to us and take us where He wants us to go. Peter, I can just imagine that hard-headed, stubborn man, a man's man. He was the kind of man that didn't need directions on where to get. But he had to take some directions from Jesus that day. If he wanted anything to do with Jesus, he had to submit to that. And what was Peter's response? Peter's response was, then wash my head, my whole body, everything about me. He wanted Jesus that bad. He just wanted Jesus. Matthew 22 talks about some things about what it means to be totally sold out on Jesus. What it means to make that statement, just give me Jesus. He said, the greatest commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, didn't he? That is the greatest commandment, and we know the one that's next to it, love your neighbor as yourself. But heart, soul, and mind. What does that mean for us to give ourselves to Jesus? To want Jesus so bad that we're willing to give our heart, soul, and mind? Well, that Greek word for heart, we know it doesn't refer exactly to this organ that's in our chest that pumps blood. But in the Greek world, when this was written, the word used refers to the seat of all emotions, the passions. In other words, God wants us. Jesus is telling the people that we need to give those things that we're passionate about to God. He wants our passion. He wants our emotion. He doesn't just want us to sit in our relationship with Him be a totally academic exercise. He wants those things that we're passionate about. We've talked about passionate worship on Wednesday nights, about what it means to be passionate about worshiping Jesus. That's what He's wanting. That's one of the things that we have to do is be passionate. Give our heart, give our passions, our emotions to Jesus. Also, He says our soul. Now, today's language, in our English language, that word soul, when we think about that, we think about that which is immortal, right? Most of the time. We think about that which we possess that at our death, then if we've been good, goes to heaven, and if we hadn't been so good, goes in another direction. That's what we think about in soul. But in the Greek language, that day and time, the soul was not that which was eternal. The soul that it referred to, psuche is the Greek word, it refers to that which men and women, human beings, have in common with all other animals. That life force, the ability to breathe and to function, to move. It's that sense of, that thing which we all have in common, all life forms have in common, all animals, all human beings have in common. Jesus says that love the Lord your God with your heart, your soul. Also, He wants us to love Him with who we are, our bodies. You know, we know the passage, you know, where the body is the temple passage, you know. That passage there. We are to give God our very bodies. We are to love Him, want Him so bad that we're willing to give this physical tent, this flesh and blood, who we are, to give it to God, to Jesus, and allow Him to do with us and use us as necessary or as He desires. And the third thing He says, heart, soul, and mind. That is our intellect. The Greek word refers to that thinking part about who we are. God desires not just our passions and our emotions, because we know that alone our passions and our emotions can get us in trouble, because there is no reason behind them sometimes. We follow them and we can get off path. We can get out in left field, so to speak. But if we use our God-given brain, our thinking ability, passion and reason are able to keep each other in check. God wants us to serve Him passionately, but He wants it to be thought out and not just random and just blind. God, Jesus in that passage says heart, soul, and mind. You notice what He didn't talk about? He didn't talk about the spiritual aspect in that. And that's part we miss there, that I miss when I see it a lot of times. Right here and right now is what God is talking about there, what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about in heaven. When we get to heaven, we can't help but worship God and give Him our whole spirit, our whole being of who we are at that point. But right here and right now, today, in this world in which we live in, Jesus is asking us to give everything that we are, every aspect of our humanity, to Him in His service. Total love, total commitment, here and now. That's what it means when we surrender ourselves completely to Jesus. This morning, we're going to share in communion. And I hope this bread smell has got you really wanting it, a taste. But more than that, I hope you want a taste of Jesus in your life. Not just a taste. Do just like Peter. Don't say, I don't just want a taste, Jesus. But I want the whole thing. I want it all. Just give me Jesus. That seems so simple, folks. In this world that's so complex today, it seems so simple to say, just give me Jesus. But let's go to Jesus this morning. As you come down for communion this morning, I invite you to come to the altar, to make your prayers to God. Where you need Him more, call upon Him. Where you need to give something up, give it up to Him. Where He's asking you to go, tell Him you'll go. Just give me Jesus this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we come to You this morning, as we come partaking of the body and blood symbolically, Lord, issue to us once again that strong call in our lives. Make us be unable to be satisfied until we can say, just give me Jesus. In the precious name of Christ we pray. Amen. If you would read along with me from the screen, the communion liturgy is in the hymn book on page 12. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Christ, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are You and blessed is Your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of His suffering, death, and resurrection, You gave birth to Your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. on the night in which He gave Himself up for us. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to His disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, He took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to His disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, with the confidence of children, let us join together and pray as Christ taught His disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Bring, would you and Tyler, both of you. Body of Christ. The blood of Christ poured out for our sins. Amen. This morning I've asked Tyler and Brenning to pass out the elements as you come forward. I want to offer you the opportunity to pray as long as you need to at the altar this morning when you come. And if you need me to pray with you, if you would just let me know that, I will be glad to come and pray with you. If you have a burden that is too much, if you are weighted down beyond what you can handle, I invite you to come to the foot of the cross this morning and experience the presence of Christ through the bread and wine. I will not make myself push myself upon you to pray, but if you need me, I'll be standing here. Just let me know. The table of the Lord is prepared. May you come as God leads you.